Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Jars of Clay.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So, death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed, and so I spoke, we also believe, and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. The Word of the Lord. These are tricky times. What with the continuing problem of COVID and the extremes of the weather, where I am in North Italy, it's almost 40 degrees outside at 10 in the morning. And a friend in New Zealand tells me that there, on the other side of the world, they're having floods and winds blowing at 130 kilometers an hour. Well, the fragility of our clay jars is all too obvious. Paul, of course, wasn't thinking about pandemics or global warming. He was engaged in what one of my Bible commentaries calls the ministry of hardship. He lists some of those hardships here in the passage we've just heard. All-round affliction, problems that he can't resolve, persecution, violence. And for each of the hardships, he has a but never crushed, but never despairing, but never deserted, but never destroyed. And those buts are a sign of grace, and grace invites thanksgiving. And that is to the glory of God. And the psalm today continues the theme. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. Maybe somebody said to you, as occasionally they have to me, oh, it must be lovely to believe in God. You don't worry about anything. Well, come on, that's obviously not the case. In the first place, if it were, everybody would be rushing to believe so they could stop worrying. But being a Christian doesn't mean living an easy life full of serenity. Think of James himself, St. James, whose feast this is. He was one of the first four disciples, and that his brother was apparently prone to an excess of zeal. There's a lovely little story in Luke chapter 9 where they're recorded as suggesting to Jesus that they should bring down fire from heaven to consume a community of Samaritans that hadn't welcomed Jesus. But, and there's that word again, but James died a martyr. He was executed by Herod Agrippa. And here's yet another but. He died, but, as Paul puts it in this morning's first reading, he was given up to death for Jesus' sake. And so the life of Jesus was made visible in his mortal flesh. I know I've said before that to me it's a great comfort to reflect that the disciples were fallible, that they sometimes got it wrong. Peter denying Jesus, Thomas slow to believe in the resurrection, the two on the road to Emmaus not recognizing Jesus, and so on and so on. Yet these fallible men were responsible for the spread of our faith in the earliest times of the church. And like them, we believe and so we speak. Because, yes, we may be jars of clay which can be broken, but the treasure in those jars is indestructible, imperishable, enduring forever.